Girls, written by Howard Appleby.
There are hundreds of castles in the British Isles. Some of them are ruins, but others are in very good condition. Some castles are homes for famous people, like the Queen of England. Many of them are very, very old and have got a fascinating history. Castles are big, strong buildings. People built castles in the past to protect everyone inside the castle from attack. Many castles have legends. Legends are stories about people and places in the past. There are legends of ghosts, wizards, kings and queens, and heroes. Read about some of these in the next few pages.
Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle is one of the places where Queen Elizabeth II of England lives. It is the biggest inhabited castle in the world. William the Conqueror, 1028 to 1087, invaded England in 1066 and built this castle. It is 45 kilometres west of London. The castle is full of treasures and famous paintings, but it is also full of ghosts of kings and queens who lived here many years ago. In the Royal Library, you can hear footsteps. They are the footsteps of the ghost of Queen Elizabeth I. She lived here in the 16th century. In 1992, there was a big fire in Windsor Castle, and it destroyed many of the treasures. The castle closed for a long time, but it is now open again for visitors. Visit the Great Hall. It is very beautiful.
Balmoral Castle.
Balmoral Castle is another of the Queen of England's castles. The royal family usually go to Balmoral for Christmas. Balmoral Castle was a present from Prince Albert to his wife, Queen Victoria. She was Queen of England from 1837 to 1901. She loved Scotland and Balmoral. Albert finished building the castle in 1856, so it is not a very old castle and there are no ghosts. The royal family can sleep in peace in Balmoral.
Glamis Castle.
Glamis Castle is in the east of Scotland near Dundee. It is over 600 years old and it has got a lot of beautiful tall towers. Glamis Castle is a haunted castle. There are more than 9 ghosts. One is Macbeth. He is the king in Shakespeare's famous play, Macbeth. He murdered many people. There is also a ghost called the Grey Lady, who lives in the castle chapel. Then there is the ghost of a lady with no tongue, who runs through the castle gardens. And there is also a madman who walks on the roof at night.
Do you want to sleep in Glamis Castle?
Richmond Castle.
Richmond Castle is in the north of England. It is over 900 years old. It is on a big hill next to a river. It has got 2 big towers. These are called keeps. It is the only castle in England with 2 keeps. Soldiers lived in the castle in the First and Second World Wars. The castle was also a prison. Ghosts of the soldiers live in the secret tunnels under the castle. You can visit the castle and climb up to the top of the keeps, but you cannot visit the secret tunnels.
Dover Castle.
Dover Castle is a very big old castle in England. It is on the southeast coast of England. It is on top of the famous White Cliffs of Dover. The castle has got an extremely big keep. There are also hundreds of tunnels in the cliffs under the castle. You can visit the castle and the secret tunnels, but don't worry, there are no ghosts here.
Blarney Castle.
Blarney Castle is a very old castle in Ireland. It is 8 kilometres from Cork. The King of Munster built the castle in 1446. The castle is famous for the Stone of Eloquence. This is a magic stone. You kiss it, and then you can speak other languages very well. One kiss, and you can speak English.
The Tower of London.
The Tower of London is in the centre of London, next to the River Thames. It is over 900 years old, and it was a famous prison and place of execution. The tower is full of the ghosts of past kings, queens, princes and princesses. They were all prisoners in the tower dungeons. A dungeon is a prison under the ground. The ghosts of 2 little princes and Queen Anne Boleyn, one of King Henry VIII's wives, haunt the Tower of London. There are guards at the tower in special black and red uniforms. They're called beef-eaters. There are also a lot of big black birds called ravens. The crown jewels are in a museum at the Tower of London, and thousands of tourists queue to see them.
Warwick Castle.
Warwick Castle is near Coventry in England. It is more than 600 years old and is the home of the Earl of Warwick. Warwick Castle is famous for its towers and a keep that is a ruin. The names of the towers are Guy's Tower, Caesar's Tower, and the Ghost Tower. Under Caesar's Tower is the cold and dark dungeon. Prisoners lived in this dungeon for years. There are messages on the walls from all the prisoners. You can still read them today. One message is from a prisoner in the 16th century. You can visit the castle today, but there are no prisoners in the dungeon. However, there are lots of fun things to do and see.
King Arthur's Castles. Tintagel.
Tintagel was a beautiful 12th century stone castle. Today, it is a ruin on the coast of southwest England with views over the sea. Tintagel is famous for its legends of magic and mystery. One legend says that Merlin the magician lived in Tintagel. There is a tunnel under the castle. This is called Merlin's Cave. The ghost of Merlin lives there, and you can sometimes hear him talking. Is he saying magic spells? Another legend says that King Arthur lived in Tintagel. In 1998, archaeologists discovered a stone at Tintagel with the name Artognoff on it. Artognoff is Latin for the Celtic name Arthnu. Was Arthnu King Arthur?
King Arthur's Castles. Cadbury.
Cadbury Castle is in the southwest of England. Some people believed this was the site for Arthur's famous castle, Camelot, where he lived with his wife, Queen Guinevere, and the Knights of the Round Table.
King Arthur's Castles, Richmond.
Another legend says that King Arthur is asleep in the tunnels under Richmond Castle. The legend says that King Arthur is asleep and waiting for the day that England needs him. So where is King Arthur? Read the following story about Richmond Castle and find out.